Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taking you up to 6:30 on the Fan, where Grant and Danny. Overtime with Linnell coming up in a half hour right here on the Fan.
We are exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morat. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration, occasional trips to cities to watch the Washington team play and come in second a lot. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
The first trip we went on with Condori and Morat last year to Cincinnati was still the high watermark for this regime, probably. That was as good a night as there's been. That was the Jaden Daniels coming out. Oh, my God, he's different. This is amazing night. Since then, we've gone to Philly when they lost.
Yep.
We've gone to Kansas City when they've lost.
Yep.
And we've gone to Minnesota where they got shut out and lost.
Yep.
Last two games this season, they lost by 21 and 31, a combined 52 points. They lost 28-7 in Kansas City, 31-0 in Minnesota. So we've seen them get outscored 59-7 in two games this season on the road.
Not as good.
However,
if I'm comparing, yeah.
We didn't count the last three games. We're only counting the first game. So far we're 1-0 on our trips with Condori and
Murray. We are 1-0 when we go with those guys and we get a baseball stadium tour.
Yes.
So you see what I'm saying?
That's the way to do it.
That's a correlation.
It is time on Grant and Danny for an audio vault.
Yes, creepy audio vault guy.
Searching the internet for the best audio to present to everybody, and we've put together a winner today. Danny, we're going to begin at the college football level. Got some college football audio to mix in with the NFL today. But on Saturday night, sitting in a hotel room with you and Darius and the fellas from Condori and Murad, we ordered in. We're watching college football. Ohio State is playing Indiana, and Fernando Mendoza is going to win the Heisman Trophy, and the Hoosiers knock off the number one ranked Buckeyes. And Fernando Mendoza, after the game, is interviewed, and he does this promo-cutting, wholesome, non-cursing, all-time post-game interview with his energy. He's got a strange kind of higher-pitched voice and delivery, and he's just a quirky dude. And the whole country got to know him in real time right after the win.
Oh, congratulations, Indiana, the Big Ten champs. How does that sound?
It sounds so beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go!
You guys call yourself a bunch of misfits who found the right home at Indiana. Why was this the right place for this group?
is the right place for process oriented. We're going day by day, whether it's the offensive line, the defense, the coaches, special teams, we're all process oriented to one goal. That's our thing, is we're brothers. We can drag teams into the deep end because we know that we're going to stick together and we're the strongest glue ever.
Tell me about finding Charlie Becker, third down, 2 minutes to go. We talk about Heisman moments, but take me through that one.
Man, what an incredible, Charlie's been, but he's been every single day in summer. We were always throw before practice, before at 7 a.m. on Sundays, doing spots, doing routes, and now you see it to come to fruition. He's my roommate, couldn't be happy for such a young man as well as our defense playing lights out, and well, everybody just, what an incredible moment.
Congratulations, enjoy it.
Thank you so much, God bless, go Hoosiers.
There are so many post-game interviews right after a game. You were kind of talking about this recently where it's like, we get nothing out of these.
Yep.
What is this cliche stuff?
This is why you do it.
That is amazing. I mean, that television. Dude, we were losing it in the hotel room. We're like, this guy.
I wasn't aware.
There's no drug in the world to make you feel what he was feeling in that moment. He was flying high. Words that come to mind are earnest,
yeah,
and authentic. I'll go back to wholesome. But that authenticity, like, that's him. We now know. We know his personality. You've met him. I saw him a couple weeks before that do an interview, and I was like, just listening to him talk football. First of all, he's brilliant. He really legitimately comes off as this like offensive coordinator in the NFL level of smart. But his voice and just his cadence, and he's very unique. He's just, and I am enamored by it. I'm like watching it. I'm like, this is the guy? This is the Heisman Trophy winner?
We all know somebody like this. They just don't happen to be Heisman Trophy caliber quarterbacks.
It's very rare that they're the quarterback on the number one team in America.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this kid, and I'm not trying to be mean, but like, if it wasn't good at football, that kid would have been like made fun of a lot in middle school. You know what I mean? Where he like showed up with like suspenders on and a bow tie. Yeah. I'm really excited for the lesson today. Hey, Miss Jenkins, you forgot to assign us homework. Like that guy who's just so into it and is just taking all the marrow out of life. And he happens to be a Heisman Trophy caliber quarterback. It's so amazing.
Flipping champs.
We're flipping champs.
I'm sure it's already a t-shirt. It has to be like
print it up.
In Indiana, flipping champs or whatever. But it's just play that part again. I just love that when he's cutting his promo. We're flipping champs. You know he doesn't curse. Like he's just a wholesome, righteous cat. He's starting it off talking about thanking God. Then he's telling you that they're the flipping champs. And he's doing it all in this like squealing, energetic, 100-mile-an-hour voice. And what you can't hear if you haven't seen this, you really should go back and watch it. But he also like owns the camera. So normally when you're doing this interview, I forget who's talking to him. Does anybody remember who it was that was interviewing him on the field? So I apologize. I don't know who it was. But she's asking him the questions. And normally you're like looking at her and you're just kind of like the camera's there too. He basically all but grabs the mic, what we call in the TV business, own the camera.
Yeah.
One shot. So he gets right up basically like a WWE character owning the camera.
Cutting his first promo.
And he's like pointing at the camera like, we're the flipping champs and you've got to watch us. And if you're not ready for us, that's your problem.
We were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go.
Let's go. Oh, I just loved it. Good for Fernando Mendoza. That was fun. Speaking of the Indiana Hoosiers, people are not talking enough about what Kurt Cignetti just did.
Yep.
That should not have been possible to do what he did. This is one of the great college performances as a coach in history. I keep comping them to Maryland because we see it here. When we talk about the Terps, the default is they're in the Big Ten. They can't compete with Ohio State and Michigan and fill in the blank other schools now, Oregon, whatever. Let's just get to 8 wins. That should be the goal. That's good enough. Indiana is not even Maryland. Indiana is basketball, and then basketball, and then basketball some more. Cignetti shows up, and in a year, they're in the playoff. And in 2 years, they're the number one team in the country and beating Ohio State in the Big Ten title game. And people want to tell me that Maryland should just settle for like 7 wins, basically.
It's embarrassing. Two wins, 4 wins, 3 wins, and now this. That's the previous 3 years before he takes over. 2 wins, 4 wins, 3 wins.
Right.
Then this.
This was Jake Butt, the former tight end at Michigan. Unfortunate name, but a good college football player. saying Indiana's run is never going to happen again.
We will never see something like this again. I mean, it's not even, to me, it's not improbable. I really think it's impossible. Cignetti has done the impossible here to go undefeated and go take down Ohio State. Everything, it's like a prophecy that's fulfilled. He said he'd be here. He said he was coming after Michigan. He said he was coming after Ohio State. Check, check, check. And I think about every, when you think about the great geniuses in human history, at one point, everyone told the geniuses that they were crazy. Cignetti, you're crazy, Cignetti. No way. And yet, that's what a great leader is. He had a clear vision of who he was and where this program was going to be. And those players are bought in. The assistant coaches and coordinators are bought in. Just remarkable.
From the college level to the NFL level, Joe Burrow of the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow's a unique cat in his own right, by the way. He's the one that bought the Batmobile.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some nerdy traits. Is nerd the one you're allowed to use?
I don't know. I always think nerds are good at school. So I think he's like a little bit of a dork.
He might have been good at school.
He could have been. Could have been a great student.
He's got some like dorky stuff going on too. But did you know he was a big Pokemon guy? Like he rolls deep in Pokemon knowledge?
I did not know that.
This is Joe Burrow.
What's in the Pokemon box?
I don't know. I haven't opened it yet.
Do you have a favorite Pokemon over the years? Is your guy that you like particularly?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I mean, I liked Blaziken for a little bit, Zapdos, Mewtwo. I never liked any of the ghost characters very much. Yeah, those are probably the three or four.
Do you know any of that?
No.
Like,
no.
Mewtwo, Zapdos.
Total hole in my game, I have no idea. But I will tell you, that's what my child sounds like. I'm not doing a bit. Like, when you ask my 7-year-old, what he likes, and he's not even as deep as Joe Burrow is, he'll go, I don't know. You know, I kind of like, Like, he sounded like a little kid.
Yeah.
With a grown man's voice. Just so, just surreal to listen to that.
How did you not get into Pokemon?
Just way past my thing. And trading cards, I never understood. I can't do that.
Sports cards?
No, like for, like, collector gaming card things, I just never, that was not for me.
But if Pokemon cards were around when you were a kid, I feel like you would have been all.
I probably would have.
Because all the other nerd stuff, you dove.
Yeah.
You were just knee deep.
Yeah. I did Dungeons and Dragons for years.
Dungeons and Dragons?
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible. Are you kidding?
No, it's awesome. Here's the thing. I was nubs. I was a cleric. So I inherited a character because the previous guy quit. And I'm like, because he quit because he's a cleric. And no one wants to be the blooping cleric. I was a half-elf cleric. And so Dungeon Master was like, listen, we already have a character. We already have a campaign going. You could take over this character if you want. But, like, you don't get to choose any attributes. And at first I'm like, all right, sure, no problem. Thinking I'm going to be like an orc or like a high mage or like a dark elf or something like
that. You thought you were going to be a high mage.
Yes, I did, frankly. I did.
You shouldn't have thought that.
That's what I thought. Maybe I'm a thief. Maybe I'm an archer.
Wait, so
I don't know.
Hold on. Let me go back. How does this even... Dungeons and Dragons is a dice game?
Yeah. I mean, to put it overly simply.
But do you go to people's houses? Like, who are the people you're talking about?
My buddies.
And how old were you?
Not as... Whatever age you think is right is that...
Two?
No. You got to be more sophisticated than two.
Okay. I mean, but you weren't in middle school doing this. Were you really? Yeah. Did you ever do it in high school?
Anyway, the point is...
That is so terrible.
If you're Dungeon Master, if you thought you were getting screwed, like, you had to have a good one. We had a great one. Michael was outstanding. He was great at it. And I came to love my cleric. I was a cleric, and I embrace it because he's there to support the whole team.
I'm glad you're a cleric.
He's like the John Bates of the team. He's there to block and help.
Philip Rivers is back. Has not played since 2020. Was on the precipice of the Hall of Fame as voting was ongoing. Had made a semifinals run, which means you've been out of football for 5 seasons. And the clock will have to start anew. Signed to the practice squad by the Colts today. He will be elevated to the active roster, barring Riley Leonard's health, former Notre Dame quarterback. Sounds like he could even start this weekend. I'm not going to sit here and talk about the physiques very often of NFL players, but right. I think in this case we're allowed to. He's a little puffier than when we last saw him. There's a video of him at practice. I don't know if he's wearing a hoodie or two underneath of his jersey or not, but he just looks like he's wearing like 4 rib protectors. Even the video of him, he's just got a face that looks like Philip Rivers if Philip Rivers was a little heavier. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, who's that guy that looks like heavy Philip Rivers? Oh, it's Philip Rivers.
Oh, it actually is Philip Rivers just 5 years later.
But shtick aside, there are people that are saying they're worried about him, not because he's a little heavier. He's never been fleet of foot or mobile. He was the least mobile guy in the league 5 years ago. Like, think about that. 5 years ago, if you got near him, he was dead as a duck. He's the opposite of Jaden Daniels leaving the pocket. He's just, you know where he's going to be? Right there where he catches the ball in the shotgun or drops back, right? But I bring this up to say that there are people that are worried. He's 44. He hasn't taken a hit in 5 years. He hasn't been training for this, he pretty much acknowledged. Like, he's just getting this call, and he's going, oh, shucks, why not? Like, that's his whole mindset on this. Is that a real critique to say you think he's going to get hurt, that you're worried? Marcus Spears is one of the analysts from ESPN who is.
Well, Shay, I grew up in a Baptist church, Black Baptist church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And when you get scared and when you need the Lord to intervene, you call your prayer warriors. That's what I'm doing for Philip Rivers, trying to come back and play at 44 years old after being out 5 years. I'm nervous for him because he plays the Seattle Seahawks this week. And if anybody has seen that defense play, I'm not sure if that's where you want to be if you're a good quarterback that's been playing and having reps. Not sure how this is going to go. Riley Leonard may play, but Philip Rivers coming back after 5 years, all I'm doing is summoning the prayer warriors that when he leaves this season, he can leave out the way he came.
When I first saw that clip today from Marcus Spears, I thought, all right, settle down, guy. Like, you're being hyperbolic. You're worried about his health. But the more I think about it, it is a real thing. 5 years away from football at 44. It's not like he was 29 or Andrew Luck or something, and he's coming back now healthy in his mid-30s. He's 44. Nobody's ever played at a high level at that age, really. I mean, Tom Brady was the last guy to get close. On top of that, he's an immobile guy at 29. What is he at 44?
Right.
And he is now basically, as I said, in his press conference acknowledged, like, this was not a year-long plan or months in the making where he's been training. That's actually not the case at all. I'm not going to say this is the same as like some random fighter who hasn't fought in 10 years just getting a call 3 days before 70.
But it's closer to that.
It kind of is. Yeah. Like 72 hours before you go into the octagon for a UFC opportunity, you're like, yeah, I'm out of shape and I haven't trained in a while, but what the hell? Let's make some cash. Let's have some fun. But the Seahawks, man? The Seahawks? This is the toughest defensive front in the league to deal with. They made Jaden look terrible. They made Sam Brosmer look like he is the worst quarterback in the history of the National Football League. Every week, they take a quarterback and they embarrass them.
Yeah, they'll come get you.
And this dude's getting off his couch, putting down his Coors Light, and going, all right, oh, shucks, let's play football. Like, this could go very, very bad.
Yeah, do you remember in The Fighter, Mark Wahlberg's character? Like, sort of last minute, they're like, you got to fill in at 2 weight classes up, and you haven't been training for anything. And it's okay. And he's like, yeah, I got to take the fight because it's on ESPN. And he just gets jobbed and his brain's beat in. It kind of reminds me of that, honestly. Now, again, Phil Rivers is never been known for his escapability. He's been known to get the football out, and that's kind of what he's going to do. It's what he's all about. So, you know, his sense of self-preservation. I just can't imagine anybody being good after 5 years. I mean, that's anybody. Like, you could be good into your 40s. I watched Tom Brady throw for 50 touchdowns as a 43-year-old, whoever the hell it was. You could still be good. He hadn't played in 5 years.
The chances of him lighting it up are zero. But where would that rank on the all-time sports stories list? If Phil Rivers this weekend just
would have to
like
scan far, yeah.
25 for 31 for like 311 yeah. and 3 or something.
286 and 3, yeah. You imagine?
I mean, now it is not going to happen, but it'd be crazy. This was Phil Rivers on his playing weight. Kind of uncomfortable, but he was asked about it in the press conference. It was kind of the elephant in the room.
What is your playing weight? What do you weigh right now?
Right this second? I'm not sure, Greg. How about that? That's an honest answer. And not what it was when I walked off the field in Buffalo. All right? I can tell you that. But then I'll follow that up with, I ain't never ran away from anybody anyway. Right? So.
It almost sounded like there was a laugh track. I mean, he was destroying the room.
Because the elephant in the room, and I don't mean Phil Rivers, I thank you. But no, but like the whole thing in the room is like there's tension. And when you can break the tension with self-deprecating, everyone goes, oh, thank God. Okay, right. He knows he's pudgy too.
This was Phil Rivers on why he even wants to try to do this at this point.
Why do you want to do this, and why do you think you can do this?
Yeah, that could be a long one. I'll try to keep it as simple. I'll try not to get emotional, actually. A coach that I love, an organization that I really enjoyed being with, a game I love to play, a game that I thought it was I was done playing, certainly. I wasn't really hanging on any hope of playing again. Something about it excited me. And it's kind of one of those deals, the door opens and you can either walk through it and find out if you can do it or run from it. I know that there's risk involved, obviously, of what may or may not happen, but the only way to find out is going for it. I just felt almost like it was a gift, another opportunity to play and cut it loose with your guys in the game you love to play. And the dream that you got to live, you may get some bonus time. And here I stand.
Phil Rivers, today, meeting with the media. There are better defenses in the league than Seattle. Not many, by the way. Maybe 3 or 4. But in terms of who would I least like to play if I'm Phil Rivers, I think, and I'm not just saying this, I think the Vikings because of the blitzes or the Seahawks would probably be the two. Maybe you could convince me Denver because of their sack rate, but they haven't quite been playing it as high a level. And the Texans are the best defense in the league. They've got to be on that short list because I think they're far and away number one, and they got two great pass rushers right now in Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. But like, put those teams in a blender and pull one out. That's who you don't want to play. He's coming back to play the damn Seattle Seahawks.
It's unbelievable. It really is like the sports story, as far as I'm concerned. Like, I just keep saying the same thing over and over again. He hadn't played in 5 years.
What's a basketball comp or a baseball comp? I was thinking like a starting pitcher, legend type, getting the call. Like, it's not Roger Clemens now, right? But like 5 or 6 years after he left, where you're like, wait, what? What have you been doing, man? This is not quite, I've been calling bingo at the hall, but it's close. Coaching high school football. Hanging out at my house with my dogs and my 10 kids. Like, who would be the comp to this?
I mean,
another sport.
Yeah, the closest is that the Disney movie, Rookie of the Year, where Dennis Quaid's character, I'm throwing batting practice.
The rookie.
The rookie.
You're thinking of Henry Rowan Gardner of the Chicago Cubs.
I don't know that I was, but I know what you're saying.
One of the best movies ever.
Yeah, pitcher does have a big butt. But yeah, when the guy's throwing batting practice to his team, and it's like 97, and he goes to the Rays as like a 40-year-old. But even this is unique. This is its own animal. I mean, George Foreman coming out of retirement to be the heavyweight champ comes to mind. But again, nothing like this, dude.
What about like David Ortiz playing this year? Something like that. Does that work for you at all?
Yeah.
Or
Derek Jeter is like, you know what? The Tampa Bay Rays need a shortstop.
Ryan Braun last played in 2020. He'd be a good one. Coming back. Or Chris Davis, the former Oriole. Like one of those guys. It's been 5 years. You're not training, but let's give it a whirl. I do, as fun as it is to talk about and dream on the storyline, I do think we have to acknowledge that this does seem pretty ridiculous that the Colts are doing this. I mean, right? Like, there's no one else you could call? Why in the hell is Phillip Rivers at the top of the list? Yes, it's your fourth quarterback. Totally understand that. There's not someone on a practice squad somewhere that's tape you liked from the preseason. There's not a 27-year-old guy who's the third quarterback in someone's building where you could work something out with an agent and the team to get him released and then claim him? Like, there's nothing here that you can do other than sign the 44-year-old?
Yeah, that's the part that I think is the most nuts, is this is was this always the idea? You know what I mean? Like, at what point did who was the first person to go, Phil Rivers? You see what I'm saying? Like, at some point, no one was talking about Phil Rivers. Then at some point, somebody did. Like, was it in training camp? They go, okay, let's say worst case scenario. They're all doing shots or something. And it's like, who's the last person? If we have all three quarterbacks hurt, we have to play Brett Rippon. Who should we call? And like, someone jokingly was like, Phil Rivers. And then like, it became real.
Right.
Like, when did it become an idea to real?
Well, if you're Matt Stafford or Aaron Rodgers, I wonder if you see this and a little bulb goes off in the back of your head. 2-3 years from now, top seed in one of the conferences loses a quarterback. If it goes okay for Phil Rivers, maybe you just drop in as a hired gun quarterback and make a playoff run if you can. The sad thing for the Colts is they've gone in the span of a month from one of the best teams in the AFC with an MVP candidate at QB to very likely not even going to get into the postseason, which makes the Rivers decision that much more interesting. Their schedule is treacherous in the next couple of weeks. So you're coming back. It feels like to be thrown to the wolves a little bit.
Two division games against the teams that are now ahead of them, so a chance to do something. But at Seattle and then San Francisco, that ain't easy.
No, definitely not. For Danny, I'm Grant, saying so long. We got to thank our producers, Darris, Ryan, Toby. Great work behind the scenes by them, as always. Caps back in action tomorrow night. We'll have a preview of Thursday night football as well. Remember, our Friday field trip location this week, Fairfax. We are in Craft House over at Fairfax Corner. Should be a good time. Have a lovely evening. We've got Overtime with Linnell coming up next.
Thank you for coming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.